Right, you're listening to The Blues Is Back on Saint FM 94.7, coming from the heart of the Essex Delta, where I'm joined in the studio now by an entire band. The studio suddenly got very, very full, namely Elephant Shelf. That's Rosie, who's just waving. I don't think she's realised that it's radio. Vicky and Diana sitting nearest the mic, so you'll probably hear them the most. And then Terry on drums in the back. Well, not on drums in here, obviously. No. And Robbie on the bass. Welcome to Burnham. Welcome to Saint FM.
Yeah,
nice to be here.
Thank you.
Great. That's great.
As a former resident, it's nice to be back.
Yeah. I gather you do come back from time to time.
Quite often. So does Terry, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's right. We were talking about walks, weren't we, by the river. Yeah. Okay, so Elephant Shelf, the thing that everyone must ask you first and foremost is, where does the name come from? I know I've read the stuff on the website, but...
Well, unfortunately, Tim, we could tell you the secret, but we'd have to kill you before we left the studio, so we can't say that. But what we can say is that very soon on the internet there's going to be published a comic story of the actual origin of the name, and that's in association with Biff of The Guardian. Biff, a cartoonist, who used to write for The Guardian several years ago. So you can get a little taster of that online, and another taster if you actually buy the album and look at the artwork.
Right. That's right. You've got an album that you're selling at the
moment. We have indeed, yeah.
Yeah, do you want to tell us a bit about it?
Well, it's called In Trouble Again. It's called In Trouble Again, and we've sold a fair number of copies around the country at gigs and various places. We've sold quite a lot online. It's available from our website. I think that's it. It's priced £10, 70 minutes of original music.
And our website is where?
www.elephantshelf.com.
But you can Google for it. We do come up because it's an unusual name.
Well, so, absolutely. I mean, I Googled like crazy trying to find out what it meant. Didn't get past your website. So there's a lot to be said for having an original name,
isn't there?
Yeah. So there's a lot of influences in your music, really, isn't there? It's by no means just blues.
No, there's lots of other things that come in, yeah. Because we've got kind of musicians that come from various backgrounds. Diana's from... basically, what would you say, Guy?
Okay, there's going to be a thunderbolt now because I'm going to say basically I kind of grew up listening to prog rock and folk music, and those were my influences.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Terry is primarily a jazz drummer. He's been playing in jazz bands all his life, haven't you, Terry?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
And, I think Robbie here, what would you say, Robbie?
Well, I'm into a free jazz, really.
That's you don't get paid for it.
Yeah. Well, you
got people like some about jazz. Time,
but that's when you get, when you get into Ronnie Scott's without paying.
Robbie's a bit of a klezmer star, actually. He's very hush-hush about that, but he's with a klezmer band that's quite respected.
What are they called, Robbie? Come on.
I wouldn't go that far.
What are they called, Robbie?
Klezmer Festival Band, and... yeah, it's one. I wouldn't exactly say it's an influence, but it's one of the things that I get involved with, you know. And,
so is this
help pay the bills?
Is this something that's going to appear in Elephant Shelf?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we actually have a kind of weird kind of gypsy rave-up track that kind of is almost a bit klezmerish.
It's not far away.
So there's bits creeping in.
I woke up this morning and got the klezmer blues.
Yeah. Well, Rosie here. What would you say your background was, Rosie?
Background?
Yeah, musically.
I don't think I've got one, really.
I think you have.
You think so? Well, where would you say my influence was from?
Because Rosie's... We've got three songwriters in the band. Rosie's one of them. She writes quite a bit. Go on.
I am a songwriter, yeah, but not as up to now with Elephant Shelf. Maybe that will change in the future. You never know. I'm just really from a rock-punk background, which hasn't got a lot to do with this band, but... We kind of crossed it over a little bit.
Well, there's a lot of energy in the band.
Yes, there's an edge now, which I really love.
But Rosie's still pogoing on stage, so she's keeping the punk thing alive.
Yeah. Her voice definitely brings that kind of energy to the band, I think. My influence, I suppose, the Rolling Stones were my most basic influence. They introduced me to blues and all that stuff, you know. And since then, my favourite musicians, Dylan and Miles Davis, and I've stayed with them right down the line, really.
Well, that's a very, very broad palette that you came from, then.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you and Diane also have a duo as well, don't you?
Delta Ladies, that's called.
Is that more blues, more down home, would you say?
Well, believe it or not, we do quite a lot of original blues stuff as well. We touch on an amazing array of stuff. We do old-time Victorian music hall and skiffle and jazz standards, just all sorts of stuff.
Bit of Cole Porter, a bit of skiffle, a bit of My Old Man's a Dustman, Lonnie Donegan. We kind of mash it all up together. So.
Do you know, for an awful moment there, I thought you were going to say a bit of Coldplay.
No.
Definitely not, no.
Thank goodness.
No.
But it's kind of got an anchor in blues, kind of rootsy blues stuff. Rootsy blues and bluegrass kind of anchors it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then we go off on all sorts of tangents.
And the two of you are off to France fairly shortly,
yeah,
you're saying.
Right, yeah. Yes.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Carcassonne. We're playing various gigs around there, particularly in a town not far from there called Mazamet. And we are looking forward to it because we believe it's a little bit warmer over there.
Well,
than it, is in England,
it couldn't be much colder, could it?
Yeah.
Right, but and as far as the band's concerned, have you got many gigs coming up? Where can people see you?
I can't remember where the next one is. I think we're in St Albans next Friday night, aren't we?
We are, actually, yeah. We're at somewhere. Is it the Peacock?
The Peacock,
Peacock, yeah.
I think we've got Milkwood Jam coming up on the 15th of
June.
In Swansea.
Yeah, that's a little bit off your patch. How do you get a gig out in Swansea, then?
Oh, it's the second time we've played there. I mean, we've got gigs in there. We've got Scally's in Western Supermare coming up. We've got the Tunnels in Bristol. And we've got Tubby's in Cheltenham coming up in the new year. And various other places that we're going to travel around. So we like travelling around.
Yeah. So when are you going to come to our fair county here?
We've got to work on that, actually.
Yeah.
I think, we've got Bill O'Ricky. Is it Blues at the Farm?
Blues at the Farm, all right.
That's coming up on August the 21st.
Oh, right, you'll enjoy that. It's a really nice gig.
We're somewhere else in the evening, aren't we?
We are, yes. Actually, I think we're probably back in St Albans.
It's Blues Boom at the Montague Arms. That's another new blues venue at the Montague Arms. Blues Boom at the Monty on the same night as that gig.
Yeah.
Right. So, my brain's just frozen. I was trying to work some equipment at the same time, you see.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you about the Blues Room over in St Albans. This is a gig that you're sort of where you're playing as sort of resident stroke house band and working with all sorts of different people.
Reasonably often. I mean, last night we played with Earl Jackson. We backed him and we had an absolutely wonderful night because Earl is a great entertainer. But we book in a mix of local bands and kind of national circuit bands.
Yeah.
We've got Larry Miller coming on the 5th of June.
Oh, that'll be different.
That's a big real ale launch night as well,
right.
So it should be pretty good.
Take your earplugs.
Yeah, and we've got Jay Tamkin on Saturday night.
Rising young star.
And we've got a few other people coming. I think you're going to be there in September with your band, aren't you?
So rumour has it, yeah.
And I think you're going to come and play another gig with us as well, because that was a good night.
So you tell me.
Back to the 70s night.
Yes, we're making all this up as we go. Well, a bit like we did that night, making it up as we go along.
And the Blues Room's now having music on the most Thursday nights, Friday nights and Saturday nights.
That's good.
And Friday nights is mellow jazz. Thursday night is Blues and Roots. We've got Jerry Donahue playing on the 10th of June.
That should be a good one.
Jerry Donahue and Doug Malta playing. We've also got the Paul Cox Band in the near future. And so Friday nights is mellow jazz, and Saturday nights, all sorts of people.
Not so mellow.
Yeah, much louder, yeah.
Right, and are you working on a new album at the moment?
We've just finished recording an acoustic album with... Glenn Patrick, sounds better than it is, but we flew him over from the States and he thought we were quite mad, but we gelled and we think it's going to be an amazing thing. Probably won't be out till the end of the year because there's a lot of work to be done.
Right.
But it's basically almost totally 100% acoustic, very different vibe from the first album.
Yeah. And some interesting songs that were more or less composed on the spot, you know, as we were improvising, we came out with songs.
Yeah.
And it was a really great time for us.
And I gather you're going out to the States shortly, aren't you, too, to see?
Glenn's invited me out to his place in Joshua, and I was just talking to him the other night on the phone. He was just saying, I'm planning a trip for you, where to go in California. He's going to take me all through Grand Canyon, up through Navajo country, and he's going to take me down to Chicago to see all these blues musicians that he grew up with. And
so this is going to be a hell of a trip.
Yeah.
And oh, maybe
some jam sessions. And
just hoping he comes.
We are. Well, we're very worried that he may actually stay out there. Yeah,
that'd be absolutely fantastic.
I think we may have to drag you back when you come back to tell us all about it, by the sound of things. Yeah. Okay, well, I think we'll play a track now and herd you back into the other room because you've got another couple of songs to play for us, haven't you? But thank you very, very much indeed for coming down, guys. And it's a good old schlep for you, I know, but I hope you've had a good time. We're certainly having fun listening. So
thanks to you, too.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tim.
Well, thank you.
Cheers. Okay, this is actually a song by a mutual friend, actually, Dale Storr.
Oh, fantastic.
Who played with you
brilliant.
Recently, Blue Monday.